Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called If You Want to Really Love. Someone said that humans were born to love. It sounds right. Half of the world's population is male and another half is female, correct? Just for the reason that genders are different, they love each other and they have a relationship or marry and have children. In some ways, love plays a very big role in one's life. More than 90% of lyrics, from oldies to modern hip-hop and pop songs, are all about love. Falling in love, meeting each other, breaking up, and experiencing the pain of breaking up are all expressed through songs. It seems that humans are born to love. So many people have been researching about real love from the past. Then what is proper love? What is real love? And what is truthful, unchanging love? To speak of a conclusion first, real love is possible when there is no self. If you have a girl or boyfriend or a spouse, ask yourself, can you really love that person? Can you embrace and accept all faults of that person in any circumstance? It is usually said in a marriage proposal or ceremony. When people propose, they seem to give and do everything for their lovers. However, human mind changes as time goes by. They start to fight and become selfish. Being selfless means that there is no mind that you call yourself. Take a very easy example, nature. The sun unconditionally burns itself to illuminate the world brightly for everything and being in the world. Trees are the same too. Trees purify air and provide cool shades to people without any return. Although we have not done anything for the sun or trees, they just stay where they always are and exist for others, without the mind that they are doing so. There is a famous storybook, The Giving Tree. There was a tree and a boy who were best friends. Whenever he had difficulties, the boy went to the tree and whined about his problem, and the tree would listen to him. When the boy got old and wanted to earn money, the tree said that if he cuts it and makes firewood, he would earn a lot of money. The tree gave its body to him so that he could earn money. When the boy became an old man and came back to the tree welcomed him and told him to take a rest on its stump. Can any human do something for someone else selflessly, like the giving tree? Probably, no one would be able to do so, and some would even get angry and argue why they should sacrifice. However, real love is when you can give everything without the self. It is not important whether a counterpart loves you or not. Selfless people only exist for someone else and give everything of them. Moreover, they do not even have the mind of having given. How great is it? If people live in the world for real, the world would be a much better place. From now on, I hope everyone has real love. How to have real love is very simple. It is to eliminate the mind that you call yourself. Although you want to eliminate it, if you don't have a method, you cannot do it. However, the method has come to the world. Everyone becomes the mind of nature, exists for one another, and lives for others. Then people can know true love. It is possible when there is no mind that you call yourself, the selfish mind. The generation of only speaking about it has passed. Now, you really need to eliminate that mind for real, and you yourself must become the nature itself. Let's meditate diligently and become the existence that can give everything for all for the world. To conclude, let me introduce the writing of teacher Umyang, a real teacher of the generation who has been devoting his entire life to wish everyone in the world could be enlightened to the truth and live happily forever since he became the truth. This is called true love. Love each other. Love means to accept everything. To accept everything without judgment. Acceptance is to embrace. Acceptance is to see as it is, to live as it is, and to exist as it is. Discernment of what is what derives from the human mind and exists because of one's own conceptions. That is one's false mind. Everything in the universe is already enlightened. Everything in the universe is already living. Only humans do not know this. Only humans have self. Love is to accept. Love is to have no judgment. One can love only when he is the creator's mind. One can love only when he is the great soul and spirit of truth. One can love only when his mind is that of truth and free from his self. True love is only possible for one who has the biggest mind. True love is only possible for the living. Who are reborn as the soul and spirit of truth? Only truth can love. True love of the enemy is only possible when one becomes truth. Love is to see as it is, since you are truth and without self. True love is not to make judgments, not to make discernment. Great nature gives food and light from the sun, blows wind and gives water, without the mind that it has given. That great nature is truth, love. True love does without the mind of doing. True love is unconditional. A love that is without expectations, true love is the law of nature itself. True love is great. True love does not have a mind of its own, but it is nature's mind, the creator's mind. It is the mind that accepts everything. The mind which exists, but is non-existent. It is the mind that sees things as they are, without judgment. This was from teacher Umyang's book, The Way to Become a Person in Heaven While Living. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher Umyang. Thank you for listening and please join us next time on Umyang Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Umyang's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Umyang Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyang, please visit umyang.org.